For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
For full details, including terms and conditions, visit unlock.com/legal. Call 1-888-780-6854 to speak with a representative today. Actor portrayal. Terms and conditions apply. Not available in all states.
Hey, homeowners, can I get a minute of your time? If you need cash but don't want another loan, I've got the perfect solution. You can access up to $500,000 of your home's equity without monthly payments or interest ever with Unlock. This isn't a loan. It's a home equity agreement. With Unlock, you may qualify for cash today in exchange for a share of your home's future value. No debt, no extra bills, just financial flexibility on your terms. Use the money however you want. Home improvements, paying off debt, investing, or boosting your retirement savings. Unlike HELOCs, home equity loans, or cash out refis, there are no monthly payments. No stress. You've built this equity. Now it's time to use it. Go to unlock.com for more information.
Don't wait. Call 888-780-6854 to unlock the equity in your home and get up to $500,000 in cash with no monthly payments and no interest ever. Call 888-780-6854, 888-780-6854, or visit unlock.com. That's unlock.com for more information.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
BJ and Jamie.
A new day has dawned. It is the BJ and Jamie Morning Show live from the KALC studios, Denver, Colorado. Hello, America. That sounds pretty cool, doesn't it? Hello, America.
I like it. I like the sound of it.
Because we're on the Odyssey app all over America. And you can get us there, and you can get the podcast there later today, too. Odyssey, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Put it on your phone. Take us anywhere you go. A lot of people are tired today.
So tired.
Oh, they sat up and watched the Avalanche and the Nuggets.
And they both lost.
Yep. 11:30
I stayed up until.
Same.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I went to bed.
I didn't. I stayed up and watched the whole thing.
It was too good of a game. Both of them were good.
There's only maybe the Super Bowl. A good Tennessee game, I guess. There's a few games that I will stay up for, but very few.
It's the playoffs, man.
Yeah, it's what we live for.
Yeah,
but when 8 o'clock comes, man, it's bedtime at my house.
The game didn't even start for the Nuggets until 8:15.
Exactly. Yeah. I didn't see one dribble.
In the Avs game, they always say 7:30. It's always 8 o'clock. If they say 7:30, it's 8 o'clock.
And what sucks more? Sitting up late. Well, no, it's kind of a double whammy, actually. You sit up late, rooting for your team, and you lose.
Yeah,
and you lost sleep, you lost the game. It's a double whack whack.
Even when they win, it's hard to go back to sleep because you're so excited, and then you're amped.
Yeah, but at least you got a payoff.
Yeah, exactly. That's
the point, at least you've got a payoff. When you sit up late, watch the game, and you lose.
Yeah.
Crap out of luck,
that
man.
Kawhi Leonard, dude.
All right, well, Nuggets lose, Abs lose. BJ wins because I went to bed, right? That's how it works.
You definitely won that, yes. All right,
where's Jamie? Anybody seen Jamie?
She's right here.
Oh, there she is. There she is. Come on, Jamie.
What are you guys talking about?
We're talking about these guys sitting up late to watch ball games and we both lose.
How depressed we are.
They sit up late?
They sat up late last night to watch the games because the Avs and the Nuggets, they stayed up late.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, you said sit up. And I was like, what
is that? She took it literally.
I thought I said stayed up.
No,
they
you
stayed
said
up late.
Sit up. Yeah.
Well, they were up late and watched
them?
The game.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Both teams lost.
Oh, yeah.
So they lost sleep. We lost the game.
Oh, God.
Just a double snapping whappy.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Avs lost with 2 minutes left in the first overtime.
Nuggets
and it was 11:30.
Yeah, Nuggets lost on just a final shot of the game.
Oh, yeah. Wow. What a horrible night.
Yeah. I take it you didn't sit up.
I didn't sit up or stay up.
No, me either.
No, I sure didn't. No, I didn't even know they were playing, to be honest. Kind of forgot.
I'm with you.
Oh, well.
I was in bed at 7:30.
Oh, my God.
They hadn't even dribbled yet.
Oh, my God. How do you go to bed at 7:30?
I don't even think they opened Ball Arena by the time I went to bed.
I mean, the sun isn't setting
barely
at 7:30.
Down, yeah.
You pull the shades, man.
Wow.
You call it a night.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, good. Wow.
I can't handle it.
My gosh.
You know.
That is early.
Yeah, I eat my, you know, I get my dinner done by 3:30.
Yeah. You got to have dinner by 3:30. Oh, my God.
Grandpa Gus yesterday, he stuck up the house. He cooked liver.
Ew.
In the basement.
Oh, no.
He cooked liver. I'm upstairs,
basement.
And I go, what the heck is that? It's like somebody butchered a cow in her house. So I go downstairs. I'm like, dude, is that smell coming from here? He goes, what are you talking about? I said, what's that smell? He goes, you want some liver?
So he's nose blind.
Who eats liver?
Right?
You're not supposed to eat liver and kidneys and certain things. Your pancreas.
I don't know. We ate gizzards. We ate chicken gizzards all the time. Yeah. Yeah. They were good. A little chewy.
Yeah, a little chewy. Oh, my God. It's just awful.
Now, does he have, like, a kitchenette down there? What's he cooking
yeah,
it
there's, on? Yeah, there's a little kitchenette.
Is it like a burner? One burner?
Basically, yeah.
Like a hot plate?
I'm just trying to figure out what he's cooking it on.
It's like a hot plate, yeah.
It's a
burner. It's a burner that you can order off Amazon or Temu. And I'm sure it's really safe.
I'm sure it won't catch on fire.
No problem whatsoever.
Oh, my God. That's
funny. Yeah, he's fired up some liver in the basement.
Nice.
I'm like, what the hell's going on around here? We're firing up liver in our basement.
Now, is he paying rent?
Rent. Can you spell that? Is that R-E-N-T?
Is he participating in the water bill?
Hey, Spindell, can you look up rent? What does that mean?
Yeah, I'll Google that.
I don't know
what that means. You also look up electric bill? Is that a monthly? Is that a 6 months?
The gas bill? Like, is it cable, internet?
Groceries?
Look up bills in general.
Bills? Okay.
We'll be right back. BJ and Jamie on a Tuesday.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Tuesday, it's going to be a beautiful day today. 71 for a high.
Oh, wow. That's not what my Alexa said. Wow, that's great.
What'd she say?
68.
Well, she's wrong.
By 3 degrees.
Yes, she is. She's wrong. Didn't rain, I think, for the next couple of days.
Yeah.
But 71 for a high today. So yesterday, you know, I had all these plans when I left here. Nothing got done.
You were going to change out your seat in your truck.
Didn't happen.
Oh, how come?
Didn't happen. Well, I didn't realize it, but Frog didn't have school yesterday.
Oh, okay.
So that took up most of my day right there. And then we had to go to baseball practice, right, at 4:30 yesterday. Now, I'm a moron. I really am.
Well, okay.
I looked through all the emails that I got from the Summer League, the Spring League, I guess it is, for the Foothills, and came up with, you know, yesterday, first practice, 4:30. We're about 45 minutes into the practice, and the coach comes over and says, sir, I don't think Frog's on our team.
Oh,
he's a dandy little player. He just hit a home run. He just hit a home run. I mean, the coach really wanted him.
Yeah.
He said, I don't think your kid's on my team.
Oh, no.
I said, what do you mean? We've been here for 45 minutes practicing with all the other kids. And my kid's a standout.
Right.
He's a star. He goes, I looked through the roster. He's not on here.
In fact,
I made a phone call, and they said he wasn't on here. And I said, are you sure? He said, yeah, I think you're on the Cardinals team. Yesterday was the Marlins.
Oh.
He goes, I think you're on the Cardinals team. You practice tomorrow at 4:30.
Oh, well, at least he got one in.
We got to go back today.
You got an early start.
So Frog had to give back the hat and the shirt.
Oh, no.
He goes, I love the fish, Dad. Can I keep the hat?
Oh, my God.
No, you got to give it back. So we got to go back tomorrow. I said, you'll love tomorrow. It's red with a little bird on it. Yeah. You know, they steal the MLB logos. Mm. And so we got to go back today.
Wow.
But I'm such a moron.
That is.
Here I am.
How does one find a team like that? Like, just to find it randomly.
I showed up, but to get out there.
Was it because it's a gigantic ball field or something? I don't understand how you pick that team.
Well, no, it's emails. They send out emails, and then they have the coaches, and they really don't tell you what team you're on.
Okay.
They tell you a number, like you're team 4.
Okay.
Okay?
Gotcha.
They don't say Cardinals, Marlins, Yankees. They don't tell you the team name.
Right.
They just give you a number.
Gotcha.
Okay, and I got the numbers confused.
I see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, but I'm such a moron. We're packing up our little bag. We'll see you later.
That's okay.
Have a good season, coach. We'll see you.
I have to find the audio, but I have one. Oh my God, my son was so humiliated. We went in for a thing at his junior high, and it was for to go to Europe, but it was the wrong one. I go, wait a minute, excuse me, I thought this was the going to Peru, and she's like, no, that was last night. And so we walk out with our heads, and my kid is in the car. He's like, I am so humiliated.
I remember that. They were going to go down to Peru for, I don't know, a week or something like that. He did go.
He did go, but we missed the meeting. We went to the Paris meeting.
And you feel like such an idiot.
You do, yeah.
And the guy, the coach, he didn't know whether to call me dad or grandpa.
Oh! Okay. I wondered if that was ever going to happen.
Yeah, yeah. So he comes over. No, here's what he does.
Oh, God.
He goes, sir. He goes, no, I'm kidding. I'm not kidding. That's why I'm telling you the story.
I know.
It doesn't embarrass me.
No, I know it doesn't.
But I could tell. I could tell he was uncomfortable because he walks over to me and he looks at me. He goes, are you?
Oh, God.
You?
Oh, God.
Are you Cash's? Adult?
Adult?
Adult. Are you the adult in charge of this little one?
Are you Frog's what? He goes, are you Frog's adult?
I love that.
Go ahead, man. You can say it. You can say it. Go ahead. I dare you. Go ahead. Go ahead. Oh, I'm glad I'm not on that team.
Right? Did you say, yes, I am the adult? No, I'm just some guy standing here.
Are you Frog's adult?
Oh, my God. Oh. No, I feel
and
you
I knew
that.
Exactly what he meant.
What happened, yeah.
Yeah, because he was so hesitant. Yes. Are you, geez, boy, oh boy. He couldn't find the words. And
adult?
Then he finally goes, yeah, are you Frog's adult? Yeah, I'm his adult. Yeah, that's me. That's me, adult BJ.
But
yeah,
listen,
me.
I feel you because I told you this. I was always the oldest one at the flagpole.
Yeah.
I mean, all these young, hot mobs are in their 20s or whatever, you know, and then they're Lulus. And here's grandma coming up to pick up my kid.
Right. It's like last night, one of the dads shows up, and this guy, man, he's ripped. He's got... tats on sleeves.
Nice.
He's got sleeves on with his tats.
Yeah.
Brings his kid on a Harley with his bag on his back, you know, with the baseball bat. All that. I'm sitting there looking at him like, wow. Am I out of place here? Oh, boy.
Meanwhile,
oh, boy.
Your back hurts. Yeah, I understand.
So at some point, because the coach is by himself out there, he doesn't have any assistants. Uh-huh. So when they started their batting practice, I thought, you know, I need to help this guy. So I grab a glove and I go out to third base, right?
Oh, no.
And the ball's hit my way. One of the little kids is a little dribbler, you know. And so I lean over to get it and I go, oh. The coach goes, you okay?
Adult.
Oh, what a league. Yeah. Oh, man. So tonight we go back to practice, only we're going to a different team.
Yeah, but
we're going over to the Cardinals.
Today.
Yeah. I'm bored out.
Yeah, bend over and get a ball.
So when you see Frog and his adult friend. Just know it's me. It's me. All right, big deal here with this facial aesthetics thing. That's a pretty cool thing. Jamie's doing a girls' night out, man, this Thursday.
Yes,
this Thursday. 2 days away.
Exactly. Here's the thing. We're really, really excited about this. So we put together this girls' night out at Facial Aesthetics. It's going to be in Greenwood Village. You get to take you and a guest, right? And you can learn about all the facial treatments, blah, blah. They have a ton of stuff. I mean, like a ton of stuff to give away. And so all you have to do is register at alice1059.com. We're going to have, I know I said, can we have food? And they said, yes. Is that wrong? I was like, can you have snacks?
You got to have snacks.
You got to cater that, babe.
Right? Yeah. So go to alice1059.com. Again, alice1059.com. And go to the contest page and register there for you and a guest to join me on Thursday. It starts at 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
There we go.
All right, get signed up. I mean, we're talking less than 48 hours here.
Yep, exactly.
Well,
right.
Maybe a little bit more, actually.
I think I'm going to get my lips done.
Yeah, that's cool. That's a good look. Yeah, it is. Plumper the better, man. Plumper the better. That's my motto.
Actually, yep. You know what, though? I will tell you this. I saw this survey, and they had all these different women's faces with plumper lips, and all the men went to the women with the fuller lips, but yet they had the men and the men with the fuller lips. Women went to the men with the thinner lips.
Skinny lips.
Isn't that weird? Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
Where do you see a good lip survey? Where are you looking at?
It was on the interweb, www.biglips.com.
All right, it's the Adult and Jamie Show. We'll be right back. Hang on.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Just want to remind everybody we're doing a girls' night out on Thursday night, and so you can register to take you and a friend Thursday night to Facial Aesthetics. It's probably going to not be a good thing. You know what I mean? Bunch of girls.
What do you mean?
Getting crazy.
Bunch of woo girls.
Oh, I think you guys are going to have a blast.
No, I know it's going to be a blast. Yeah. I'm just saying, the aftermath when you look at the pictures.
Yeah.
What did we do?
I wouldn't post from there.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Keep your phone. No phones allowed.
Exactly.
No
That's what
phones
we should
allowed.
Do.
You should put that in the rules.
That's what we should do. Anyway, they have gift bags and tons of giveaways and all this stuff. So register at alice1059.com and go to the contest page. Again, it's alice1059.com and register at the contest page.
Now, it's 5 to 7.
Correct.
Okay. Make sure you can make it on Thursday because we don't want any slots not take it up.
That's
okay.
True.
Yeah, so yeah, 5 to 7.
5 to 7 on Thursday. Okay. The official. I can't believe they already came out with the official cause of death from the Pope. That was quick.
Yeah, it was.
That was really fast.
Well, he's the Pope. You got to find out quick.
Yeah, and he gets priority, I guess, in the line of autopsies.
What was it exactly?
First, he had a stroke, and it said that prompted irreversible heart failure.
Yeah. So I heard a brain aneurysm was included too.
The certificate of authenticity lists the cause of death as cerebral stroke, coma, and cardiocirculatory collapse.
Oh, okay. So it was brain. I saw him laid out already. Did you see that?
No.
Man, they have put this guy out there already.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, he's laid out. Man. Now, I think he's behind the gates. I don't think the public can see him yet, but there were pictures of him this morning.
Don't forget, we learned yesterday with our Pope trivia that they have to say his name three times. Francis! 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 If he doesn't answer, then he's declared dead.
It's official. Yeah.
That probably should be the rule for everybody.
I like that.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Jamie! Jamie!
Yeah, maybe so. Hey, you guys, we saw Rob Kardashian.
Yeah.
What?
What a spotting, huh?
Man.
I saw that this morning, Jamie, and I said, oh, my gosh, wait till Jamie gets here. She's going to be so excited. You just brought this up last week.
I know, because I said, where's Rob?
Where's he been?
So I guess Kim Kardashian shared a picture from Easter. By the way, she has 357 million followers.
That's just insane.
I don't think they're all real.
They're all bots?
Yeah. She bots them?
Maybe.
I think so.
Yeah, that's a lot of people.
A lot of them do that.
You know? So anyway, Kim Kardashian sharing a family shot with our 357 million followers included Rob in the picture.
Yeah, I think we know why we haven't seen Rob, though.
He looks a little frumpy.
Yeah, he's fat.
Well, he wore all black.
He looks comfortable.
Remember how he got down there for a while? I mean, he was like 150 pounds or so.
Yeah.
But now he's ballooned again.
Man, that's quite a house they're in, too. It's a nice house.
Yeah.
Anyway, but he's wearing flops and socks like our friend BJ does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I admire that.
Yep. So that is quite the vision. He's wearing black long shorts and a black shirt and a baseball hat. While his sisters are in sequins.
Yeah, he doesn't really have on an Easter outfit.
No, everybody else is decked out and look amazing, right? And he's, I'm here.
It's good to see he's alive, though.
It is good, because we didn't know if he was or not. He's hung low, right? He doesn't want any part of that crap.
You know?
I think after Blac Chyna, wasn't she hitting him on TV or something?
That was a whole lot of drama with that relationship.
She was crazy, and I think he was just like, this is not my scene.
Did she beat him up or something?
Yeah, I think one time.
I think there was some domestic.
Yeah, but now she's all clean and sober and, loves the Lord.
Yeah. Good for her.
Yeah, right? Barack and Michelle Obama. My God, second sighting, you guys. They were seen out to dinner.
This is crazy.
This is crazy.
All these spottings, man.
Yeah, because.
What's next? The Loch Ness Monster?
Yeah.
We're going to spot him?
I guess Barack and Michelle were out. I mean, we haven't seen them out together forever. And remember, there were rumors of divorce and all this stuff. And she said, what'd she say? At one point, she was in the White House. She couldn't stand him.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah. She couldn't stand to look at him.
Yeah. I was like, why would you say that as a first lady? I mean, I guess she's just being honest.
Well, my wife says that. It's very common.
It's marriage. Yeah. If you've ever been married, you do look at them and go, God, I hate you. I just did something about it. Yeah. Anyway, so they shook hands with workers. They went to an Italian eatery, and it's at the Ritz. It was not the Ritz. It's a Ritzy DC restaurant, and it was Italian. And they were nice to each other.
Hanging out together, man.
Yeah, so that's good.
Yeah, so nobody's talking about it this morning as far as their divorce goes.
Yeah, so, I mean,
so they're back together.
It seems like they are.
Everything's cool.
Justin Bieber, man. People are worried about this guy. He's messy. But they did a survey on TMZ, do you think he's in trouble or do you think the media is overplaying it? And the results were everybody thinks he's in trouble.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah, so.
I agree.
This is gross and this is shameful. He was seen smoking a joint next to his teenage brother. I think it's his half brother.
Yeah, 15 years old.
He's only 15. He's sitting there smoking a joint right by him. So Haley, what she did, she noticed the situation and she took Jackson, his name is Jackson, and turned him the other way and led him away from Justin.
She did?
Yeah. So at least she did the right thing. What is wrong with him?
He's lost it.
He has.
I think the guy's traumatized. I think it's the whole Diddy thing.
Yeah, I do.
I really do. I think it's gotten in his head, and he's just right now he's lost.
And they were kind of talking about, even though he sold his catalog for $200 million, they're kind of talking about how, they're worried that he might be low on funds, and nobody knows how, but he's just, you know, he hasn't been doing anything. But I'm like, just the residuals, though, of us playing his songs.
You would think he'd be set.
Yeah. Like, he would just get, what's that called? Not residuals, whatever. You know, he gets a...
Royalties.
Yeah, I mean, even Vince Neil from Motley Crue would get a gigantic check.
I know a guy that wrote two songs that were in the top five in the country, okay? And this was back in the 90s, I think it was. He wrote two songs that made the top. He had a check every year, just for those two songs, for over $80,000.
The problem is back in the day, they made real money. Now they don't get anything from streaming. They get pennies on the dollar for streaming.
But he got over $200 million for his catalog. How do you go through that money?
I don't know. I agree. I would think that you'd put it in a high-quality mutual fund.
I agree.
You know, 6%?
Yeah.
I mean...
Seems like a smart plan.
Right? I don't know. And then again, they were talking about him being in this cult. He's in deep with this guy. He's a pastor, and they are in deep. And
I did a little bit of a deep dive on that cult. So it's called Churchome, and the guy who's in charge of it, his name is Pastor Judah, and it's an offshoot of that Hillsong one, which is with the one with the guy that cheated.
Right, so that he liked so much. Right?
Yeah, and he left that one. And it seems like, I don't know if you remember that TikTok documentary where they had that... is like that Christian,
dancers
one.
Yeah.
It seems kind of like the same, where it's just like a celebrity kind of scam, culty Christian thing.
And he gives all his money to them.
Yeah,
you know, like those TikTokers, those dance TikTokers. Man, did you guys actually watch it? I watched the Netflix.
It was wild.
It is so crazy.
And like that one girl, the main girl is just so brainwashed. She got cut off from her entire
family. She won't even talk to her mom and dad. She didn't invite her sister to her wedding. It's bizarre.
It is.
You know, even though, I mean, you looked into this whole cult thing. Uh-huh. Even though if you were a part of that, you wouldn't have these videos of what he's doing now. They don't go hand in hand.
Well,
because one's a church type, Christianity type thing. It doesn't speak to him being at Coachella all screwed up, smoking dope.
Right. Well, they were saying like, oh, well, he's just a 30-year-old guy, you know, like just living life, man, just having fun, just being Justin, a 30-year-old guy at Coachella. That's what Coachella is all about. And then when he gets home, then he loves the Lord again.
Yeah. No, when you watch that video, though, it's more than smoking pot.
Oh, I mean, he's not even there.
Yeah. Like, he's wasted. He is wasted. He's sitting there on, I don't know what it is, some type of equipment box
looks
or
like
something.
A speaker or
and
something.
He looks like he's about to pass out.
Yeah.
Yeah. On the other hand, Dick Van Dyke, America loves Dick Van Dyke. He's 99 years old, and he sang Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious perfectly.
No kidding.
Yeah, here's the audio. I'm kidding. I don't have it.
I saw a video of him dancing. He can still move. 99
Isn't
years
that
old.
Crazy? Wow. Yeah. So.
Holy cow.
Man.
That guy was a hit on TV, what, 1962? It's still hanging around.
It says more than six. Let's see here. Van Dyke's first performed the beloved Tongue Twister tune in 1964 when he starred as the chimney sweeper alongside Julia Andrews, Mary Poppins, more than 60 years later, and the 99-year-old Chitty Chitty Bang Bang star reprised the song without a single mistake.
What a run.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious. You can.
That was very good.
That's all
that
I know,
good.
Though.
That was good.
Do you guys know it?
No.
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 Losers. All right, there you go. Tell my trash.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Welcome to a Tuesday.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference found in the details. The difference between customers and trusted neighbors. The difference between preparing for the coming weeks and planning for the coming years. The difference between serving a community and serving your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Hass avocados or mangoes, 4 for $5 or $1.25 each. Signature Farms boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And enjoy an exclusive digital deal on Sargento shredded or sliced cheeses. 5 to 8 ounce selected varieties, $1.97 each, limit 4. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Esa-Pekka Salonen's final concerts as music director of the San Francisco Symphony bring legendary artists and epic music to Davies Symphony Hall, culminating in Mahler's electrifying Second Symphony. Tickets at sfsymphony.org.
If you love your customers, you have to try RingCentral. No matter the size of your business, every call, every text, every meeting, every customer conversation matters. With RingCentral, you get a reliable business phone, a modern contact center, and built-in AI across every conversation, so you can focus on the moments that matter. See for yourself at ringcentral.com.
RingCentral, intelligent communications you can trust.